Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Well, good evening. This is Wiley, your host for tonight. Streaming from coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, Southside, Inglewood area. I have my dear sister with me, Big Edge, the co-host for tonight. How you doing, Big Ann? Tell the people how you doing.
I'm hanging in there. I mean, it's kind of interesting how when we find out that we lose people every day and we're still losing people every day, it just kind of centers things and it kind of brings us back to earth.
Yes. And unfortunately, I'm doing a show to talk about Tierra Richmond, the 24-year-old that, according to ABC News, was shot and killed in Inglewood. But that wasn't the title. The title that ABC decided to run with, they misgendered her and said a man, 24, shot and killed in Inglewood. And I would like for Chicago Police Department, that's why it's so important for LGBT media folks to be a part in those press conferences, to know what's going on and cover those stories. Because mainstream media don't know how to cover a transgender story. They don't know how to cover a tragic story like this. They don't know how to cover it. And if they do, they're just ignorant. Because a lot of these reporters need to do their research. And if you know by friends and families of this young lady, and if you know, you know, by social media, they need to update this story. Now, this story was posted on Tuesday, February 21st, 9:01 a.m. This is what they covered the story because it happened on yesterday. Now, the shooting took place on 73 block of South May in Inglewood. And unfortunately, this is what we're dealing with. They're killing our sisters. People are dying. But transgender women is extremely, they are at extremely high risk of getting killed. And I want the media to make sure that they put the story out right and don't put out fake news, because this is fake news. Okay? It was a woman that got shot and killed in Inglewood, not a man. And so, If they want to say something about fake news, this is fake news, because a lot of times the media, they do this just to do it. They don't care. They don't come and try to retract and say, well, I was wrong. It was a woman. They don't do it. And so we don't know how many transgender women of color were slain by gun violence because how they report it, they don't even report it correctly. And so Tierra, according to the story of ABC, was killed in a shooting in the Inglewood neighborhood on Tuesday morning, according to the police. Police responded to a report of shots fired in the 7300 block of South May Street at about 6:14 a.m. That's a highly crime-infested area, just to let you guys know. It's not no suburban area. It's very high crime. I know that area very well. The crime is high. And they put, I'm going to say, the woman was found lying in the street with wounds in the chest, arm, and hand. Police said she was transported to Advocate Christ Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. The suspect, who police said had dreadlocks and a black hoodie, fled southbound in a red vehicle. Circumstances around the shooting are not known. Police are investigating. The circumstances around the shooting are not known. So, you guys, that is putting out that a date went wrong and all that, they don't, it's not, that's fake news, because it is not no official report on why she was shot. You know, and if that's the case, and because it's always, that's the narrative, Big Ann, so I'm going to let you jump in too. That anytime you hear about a transgender woman getting slaughtered, it always play She was a working girl, and the date did not know her tea. He found her tea, and he shot her. That's not necessarily the case. Most cases that they already know the tea, and they got what they got, and they regret it later. Then you want to shoot and kill. You get what I'm saying? That can go there too. It goes both ways. It's multiple ways. But I don't care if you don't know the tea or don't know the tea. That does not give you the right, if that's the narrative, to shoot and kill somebody. Because you went out, if that's the narrative, to have sex with a prostitute or with a working girl, whatever you want to call it.
Or a non-working girl.
If you just want to just meet up with somebody, and if you find out, oh, that they have a male organ, oh, now I'm going crazy, now I want to kill you. Because a lot of times, I'm just going to keep it real tonight. You know these people, T. Some of these guys act like they don't know that this is a transgender woman, but they know. In the hood, they know. I hear it all the time. That ain't no man. That's what they know. They pretend to have amnesia. Oh, I didn't know. Hell yes, you knew. You know better than anybody. Because half of these people, they know when they were a woman. I mean, they know when they were a man. They transitioned. And most of these people stay in their neighborhood. Most of these transgender women, they grew up in Inglewood. They grew up wherever they at. They stay in their areas. And they are known, especially those that don't have the financial backing to leave their neighborhood. And this young lady, I believe I saw her once or twice back in the day in some parties or whatever that I used to go to, my old little stomping ground, going to some event. I remember I glanced and saw her once or twice, I remember. But I just wanted to cover this story because ABC News decided to put man 24 shot and killed in Inglewood. I don't like the man. That should need to be a woman. Because that's what she was on this earth. That's what she portrayed. That's what she was to her family, to her friends. I don't know if to her family, but I know to her friends. That's what they posted on her page. She's very loved. I'm all on her page right now. The girls are showing her love. And I just want to make sure that the folks that are actually watching this live feed do not put out a false narrative that she was a working girl and that the guy shot her because of that. I don't know. And you shouldn't spread that rumor if you wasn't there. Because could it be that that was her ex-boyfriend or somebody that she was acquainted with sexually and they decided just to change it? It could be so many reasons, but to not even think about all the different narratives, the fact of the matter is this woman is dead and someone decided to take her life. Period. We get
That's
so caught
really
up.
Mattered.
It don't matter. Right. We get so caught up. Let's just judge the situation. Let's judge the situation and not look at the root of the problem. The root of the problem is people just think that transgender lives just doesn't matter. And they think that they could just take a transgender woman's life just like that without any repercussions, without any consequences, because the police, society, still are dumb, bamboozled, hoodwinked on transgender women. I tell them this, pick up a damn book and read and learn and befriend transgender women. And even if you don't like them, then don't try to kill them or beat them down. Just stay away from them if you don't like them. That's what my grandma was telling Big Ange. You have the floor. What is your thoughts on Tierra's death, the situation? Very second. I just found out on today, shout out to Shasha Herrera. She did let me know on her social media. I did not know on yesterday that this happened. And unfortunately, according to ABC News, I wouldn't have known because this is a man 24 shot and killed Inglewood. So what is your thought on this whole situation?
I have a lot of thoughts when it comes to that. I mean, the first thing that I would like to say is that ABC failed to uphold a good sense of journalistic integrity by doing research before just saying that, oh, this was a man. Because obviously the police have been under fire for over a year when it comes to how they handle issues, when it comes to minorities being shot, anything dealing with gun violence, anything dealing with trans issues. And it's already bad enough that the police
I agree with you on that part. I'm going to make sure her car drops. She's going to be calling back in. And I agree with Big Edge that it is the integrity. This is bad journalism, bad journalism on ABC part. Unfortunately, if anybody know any about Tierra, if you knew Tierra Richmond personally, you know, you can always welcome to call in 516-387-1815. Big Edge, have the floor. And you're back, Big Edge. You can finish your point.
Yeah, so I was saying, yeah, I'm sorry, before we got disconnected. So they did a terrible job with upholding a sense of journalistic integrity. You got to do your research before you do a story. And the fact that they failed to acknowledge whether this person was a man or whether they were a woman, whether they were trans, whether they were gender nonconforming or non-binary or just otherwise. The fact of the matter is, even when they said a man, they couldn't even at least put a name to it. And it really just goes to show that ABC really wants to be the first to put out that particular story, and especially without doing some fact checking. They didn't check their facts. They didn't verify any of the information. And it's insulting because we had many trans women that we lost, like, over the last few decades. And more times than not, they are misgendered, they are misnamed, they are misaddressed, and they are considered an afterthought by the time that there's some light shed on what their life meant to others. And then we have to face the reality that once you see it enough, then it's a problem. Either it's a problem that you want to stand up and do something, or we get desensitized to it, and then we just say, oh, well, this is what happens. This is what they do. Me, I'm not going to be desensitized by it because I am personally affected by it. I don't know this person personally. I never had the honor of meeting her, but I can tell you that nobody who is trans, whether trans man or trans woman or non-binary, would want to see anyone that they know or not even know to be disrespected in the sense. They're deceased now. And now with them being deceased, I would lose a lot of respect for a news media reporter if they fail to correct themselves when it comes to finding out that this person was transgender, that this person is addressed by a different name other than their birth name, and gender as well. It would make me lose a lot of respect for the media, and not just ABC, but the media as a whole, because we have a lot of work to do.
We
and
have
this
a
is
lot
why
of work
I also this is why I would also say that for trans women or trans men who are transitioning, and if they have yet to change their name or their gender on their documents, definitely take advantage of the resources out there to make it happen, because it's possible. In different places, there are different rules, there are different laws, there are different ways of going around it. So that when you do pass away and they look at your ID says Tierra Richmond and not, you know, such and such person. And the other thing is, a living will helps too. That means that whoever arranges your funeral, they have to address you by the name that you live as, being Tierra Richmond, being whoever you feel that you are. And without those documents, and without those documents being changed, and I know it's not easy. It's never easy in the beginning, but there are resources out there. And without those resources and without having these things taken care of, God forbid if a person passes away and they're trans, there's a good chance and not that they will not be acknowledged as who they really are, but as a person who other people perceived them to be.
Yeah, and I just want to say this, and this is why it's so important if you have a friend that is a transgender woman. It's hard to get your name changed because some people move to Illinois. Because Illinois, they make it, I think it's a little bit easy to change your name. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's very
It's very easy in Illinois to do it.
Let me tell you, I'm not from Illinois. I'm from Tennessee. it's a lot easier to change your name in Illinois than it is in Tennessee. I'm not sure exactly specifically what the process is in Tennessee to change your name, but changing the gender, that is a lot more difficult because, first of all, if you're going to change your name, I mean, change your name, okay, you got to submit your court documents in court, you got to cover the fees, you got to stand in front of a judge, and then you got to make sure you don't commit any felonies and any crimes. You get your name changed in the court of law. You got your name changed documents. You update it with Social Security and the DMV. Here's where the difference falls into play. In Illinois, you would have to have a physician note that indicated that you have already gone through SRS, which is sex reassignment surgery. And at that point, they can change your gender on your birth certificate specifically. Whereas in the state of Tennessee, the law in Tennessee prohibits the change of the gender on the birth certificate altogether. Hmm. They don't care if you get the surgery. They don't care if you look or pass or anything. They have a law set in stone that prohibits the changing of the gender marker on the birth certificate. So you can have your name, your gender, and your name change on everything else, your passports, your IDs, your Social Security card. But if your birth certificate says male, it's going to continue to say male until the Senate and the House decides to change that law, and it has to be sponsored or encouraged by someone that's in the Senate or in the House.
And that is why, you know, the laws need to change for transgender women to change their gender. It needs to be more easy for them to do that. And I feel like if you are a transgender woman, you want your gender to be changed. If you're female, you want it to be changed, or your birth certificate as female, or if you can't change it on your birth certificate, it needs to be another document that is legally binding.
Like a passport.
That would say, okay, right, or a passport, or anything. If you can't change it on your birth certificate, I can understand why they want to do that. Okay, put it on your passport. Put it on your medical information. This is, I'm a female. Boom, 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 boom. Do it so if you pass away, the media would know, the police would know, because a lot of times I'm doing double
and have a will
advocate. Yeah, and in the will, they seem like, okay, this is just a cross-dresser. A lot of times I hear that a lot. The media, oh, cross-dresser was killed, or drag queen was killed, because they don't know. And I feel like that's why it's so important for the media to hire transgender women of color. To work
or
on
men.
The news, or men to work. So if they see a story, they know how to handle it. The same way African American. That's why it's so important to have African American reporters. So if a story happened in the hood, they will know how to handle it if they're from the hood, because their perspective, their writing will come from experience and not from somebody that went to Harvard and never been around black people. So that's why it's so important to be have a diversity is key. So I'm going to bring Shasha Hareba on the show. This is another activist that did bring this story to life. Jesus, the Lord. Okay, Shasha, you're live. You brought the story to life this morning. What's your thoughts on this whole situation and how ABC handled this?
What my thought about the tragedy, because I live in the Inglewood area, and it is so, so scary. I'm so speechless and so hurt, because it could be one of us. It could be me,
man.
But see, one thing about me, I try not to be at the wrong time, at the wrong place. Because when you be at the wrong time, at the wrong place, stuff happens. That's why I try to stay in the house as possible. Because me being a transgender woman is living in Chicago, one of the worst cities in America. You have to be safe. You have to be safe than sorry. And for that person to kill that transgender woman and for them to, like Donald Trump say, and some things I believe what Donald Trump say, the news media is nothing but lies. They put shit up what they want to put up because, like you said, they said a 24-year-old man. That is so disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Now people won't even, people don't even know, okay, was it a transgender was killed or was it a man got killed? We need to let these people know what it is and how it is. Because
yes,
the world thinking that it was just a man that was killed. No, it was a transgender, transsexual, was gunned down in the Inglewood area in the city south side of Chicago. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop because this is ridiculous and how they label us. They label us like we just dogs and cats and rats. They don't give a fuck about us.
It hurts being at the very bottom.
And it
of
hurts
any
me so bad.
Pole.
It hurts. It made me.
I understand. And that was Shasha, and it made her cry, and I understand. I agree with what she said about Donald Trump when he say fake news. In this instance, this was fake news.
A 24-year-old man.
Yeah.
A 24-year-old man killed.
24, and they don't come out and recant that story or update that story and say, no, correction, this is it.
I called the news. I called the news, and I corrected
and,
it.
And most definitely, and shout out on this
I
platform.
Think we,
go ahead, Big Ange.
I was going to say, I think that we all should take some sense of initiative and to contact ABC to inform them that what
That's
they
what
have
I did.
Done. Yeah. We, all of us should do it. And Shasha did
yes.
her part. So I should do it. Marquis should do it. I feel that we
yes.
all should take some part.
We
of
have the power.
And,
yes, yes.
Yes.
We have to
yes.
because if we don't do it, who gonna do it?
Who's gonna do it? That
Nobody else
so
will.
Who gonna do it? And then we need to let these people know. We need to let these people know. It wasn't just no man that got shot. It was a LGBT that was murdered, gunned down. We need to let this. We need to let the community know what's going on. We have
that's
to let them know because the girls is going.
Amen.
The girls is going out there. That's horn. They need to know to be careful, be safe, because it's more to come. It's more
and
to come, baby. Get ready.
I would love to see the community come together and have outrage and protest and the visuals because this can happen to a gay man. Okay, so everybody needs to come together.
It could
together
be a feminist.
Like,
it could be a feminine person. It could be a feminine person walking down the street and get shot because of who they are.
Yes. And unfortunately, that can happen. And I feel like we need to, if you're out there and you see this, you need to come together and go like Big Ann said and how Shasha did. You know, you call them up. You put flyers out. I hit up Windy City Times, and I told Windy City Times to cover this story because they are LGBT media. I need them to cover this story to put out the real facts. And on this show, I'm going to cover it. Like my grandmother said, if you don't see something, you need to do it. You be the voice. You be the outlet. I'm going to continue to be that outlet because I'm getting tired of mainstream media just don't give a fuck about LGBT folks of color. They definitely don't care nothing about color people. But you're talking about transgender women, they don't know and they don't care. So that's why you have to have African-American people in the gay community that care about these issues and bring these issues to light. It is very sad that they misgendered Tierra, and unfortunately, no one actually really in this city know right now that it was a transgender woman that was killed because her picture not even up. So unfortunately, I'm praying for her family, that, and I'm praying for the police department that they find her killer. And I'm going to do everything in my power to contact the press office to make sure, give me updates on that as well. And that's what we will do, Big Ange. We're going to research and try to talk to the detectives or whatever the case may be if I have to get some flyers out to pass out to neighbors because I don't like that. And this was my sister. Anytime something happened in the community, LGBT community, that's my brother or sister, okay? And this happened in Inglewood. This is my stomping ground. This is why I lay my head. I lay my head in the Inglewood area. And it could have been me, you know, that been shot and killed. You know, it could be anybody. But if you want in order for this to stop, we have to speak up. We have to fight back. We have to do it, people.
We have to. And not just for trans women, but for all people, for all of the LGBT community. Everyone, we should have a sense of justice being served and not just another killing taking place. And it should not take a person, an innocent person, to lose their life in order for us to be reminded that there's a problem out here, and that problem is that there are trans women that's being lured or that's being lured into a sense of false security, and then they're being killed because they're being courageous enough to be their true selves.
Exactly. And a lot of transgender women that you talk to, they don't just want to do this because they have no other choice but to be out in the streets working. Because it's so much discrimination out here for transgender women of color. People need to understand, when you a man, you have privilege, man privilege here. As a black man, I have some privilege. If you go back to the civil rights era, Dr. King, all these civil rights icons, they did not welcome black women to sit on the same stage as them. They could not sit on the same stage as men. So if you go back to Dr. King, just for a little moment, when he did the I Have a Dream speech, that wasn't planned. Mahalie Jackson, the black woman that wasn't allowed to sit on the center stage because she was a woman, she told Dr. King, tell him about the dream, and the rest was history. So it's a lot of male privilege out here. We have privilege. As me, as a black man, I have privilege as being a man. Because as James Brown would say, as said in the song, this is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman's touch. I believe that's how the record went. So we have to honor our women. And transgender women out here, they're out here in these streets, a lot of them, because they have no other choice but to be out in these streets. Because you can't go to the job and tell your job, I'm a transgender woman, and they see on your birth certificate, it's a man. So they're going to give you so many problems. Even those that hire you, it's so much discrimination. I remember Chance is a transgender man out in New York, and he worked at the post office. They did a show, Eden's Garden, and some people at the post office was watching the show, and they didn't know that he was a transgender man, and they've been throwing shots at him all over the work. So unfortunately, transgender women get it the hardest. I think that transgender women is at the bottom of just the worst treatment, because they are man. I mean, they are black. Excuse me, they are black. And then on their birth certificate, it's a man. And then society is not gonna let them change that, because a lot of black folks not gonna let them change that. Because a lot of black folks, the community as a whole, need to get out of that homophobic mentality. We have that a lot in the black community. That needs to stop. We are the most oppressed people that love to oppress people. Oppressed folks oppressing other folks. That needs to stop. And then I want to say this to all the so-called activists. You cannot call yourself an activist for black unity or black liberation if you don't open the door to LGBT issues. If you hate black gay folks, you are not an activist if you hate black gay people. How the hell are you going to be about uplifting black people and you hate black gay people? Keep that faggot shit away from me. Black power. It ain't about no black power. You're foolish. You need to sit down. You don't need to lead this march. And that's why people criticize Mella Wiley. Why don't you never go to those peace protests for black power, Black Lives Matter, and all that? Because they say a lot of them say a lot of derogatory stuff about gay people. And I told one activist, I'm not going to say his name. I said, sir, you a young, bright warrior, but you are a fool because you say a lot of derogatory stuff about gay folks. That's not good, because it was LGBT folks that helped Dr. King too. LGBT folks been helping Marcus Garvey, been a part of the Nation of Islam. LGBT folks been here and they ain't going nowhere. So if you close-minded towards LGBT folks, you are limiting your reach, and you need to stop. And unfortunately, it's a lot of black people that just hate gay folks. And they be the first ones be trying to tell white folks to accept them. How you going to tell a white man or a white woman to accept you, and you can't even accept your black gay sister or brother?
Counterpart.
Sit down somewhere, you hypocrite. And that's what I have to say about that. I'm tired of that because I hear that a lot. When you go to churches, you open to my money. I'm going to let you speak. You go to church. I never went to a church and they said, Wiley, you a sissy. I don't want your money. Put it back in your pocket. They don't give a damn how I take dick in my butt, in my mouth. If that what I do, they still will take my money. And they will say, you on your way to hell. Give me your 20, your 10,
ooh,
credit, debit. I don't want no silver, but you on your way to hell, but you took my money. I'm on my way to hell, but you're taking my money. So what does that say about you? Go ahead, Vicky, because I'm getting upset.
Well, what I'm about to say is that, you know, as you mentioned, the trans women have it the worst, in my take. And a part of that reason is because even when we try, we're unable to live under the radar because some women are so exotically beautiful and some women are so gorgeous that when the information comes out that they're trans, it's a whole different situation. Now, the other thing that I wanted to say is if this were to happen to a trans man, would they be labeled as a woman or would they be labeled as a man? Because I have yet, and maybe I'm not paying close attention, but I have yet to hear about a trans man being misgendered that may have been killed or shot or hurt or maimed or otherwise. But it always happens to a trans woman, and it usually happens to a trans woman of color. And as far as the advocate that Marquise is speaking about, I think I have a feeling I know who you're talking about, but I'm not going to say it on the show. I think I'll just talk to you about it afterwards.
Okay.
But if it is who I think it is, I think I've heard the same thing. I actually just had a conversation about that last night and the night before. And at that point, we weren't sure if that was true. But if it is true, that person has a lot of soul searching to really do to understand what black lives matter really means. Black lives matter means if you identify as black, African-American, of African descent, your life matters. This is not about sexual orientation. This is not about gender identity. And this surely is not about whether you're dark skin or light skin. This is about you being a minority. This is about anyone who looks like you, sounds like you, and acts like you, your life being a threat to others. Because all you're doing is you're living your life to the best of your ability, and someone wants to just kill you because you're a black person. They want to kill you because they feel that you're a threat to them. When all you're doing is you're walking up the street in your hoodie.
And the worst part
about it is, I bet you that killer that killed Tierra Richmond was probably black too.
Yeah.
There's a lot more work to do.
This, unfortunately, have to stop. And if it don't stop, we're going to make sure that we continue the fight. And it's just unfortunate that we are, they're doing a candlelight tonight in her honor. Tonight at 8 p.m. Waiting on the address, and I will give that to you on the air. It's just a lot on 73rd in May. They're doing a candlelight tonight in her honor on 73rd in May. For the guys that or girls that would like to go, the listeners out there, on 73rd in May at 8 p.m., they're doing a visual candlelight for Tierra, and that is what is needed. So I hit up Windy City Times, and they just tweeted me back. They thought that, okay, they was giving me another whole nother case. Okay, so I assume you mean Richmond. So they actually tweeted me now. They're looking into it. That's the Windy City Times. So they're going to look into it, and they're going to cover that story. So thank you. Shout out to the Windy City Times. I cannot wait to read that article because I know they're going to do it right. So, but I am that's why it's so important to use social media for the right reasons. It's okay to be a little turn up, be a little ratchet. I could be a little ratchet too, but I can turn that ratchetness off and be professional. And this is my professional matter, and that's why it's so good, and it's an honor and a privilege to follow these folks and having these connections in media. And so I'm going to continue to do so. Again, if you want to go to the visual tonight, it will be 8 p.m. on 73rd and May in the Inglewood area. So, again, we need to pray for our sisters and brothers. People, if you're out there, and if the working girls, please be watchful, be mindful. It's a killer on the loose. You know, don't be too trusty with people. I wish and I pray that opportunities open up so you don't even have to go on the street to do any of that. You can just go to work, clock in, 9 to 5, get your paycheck, and come home. I pray that that can happen. Don't make me feel good to see folks that have to escort to survive. And I can sit here and talk all day as a male saying you shouldn't be doing it, but yet I can work at a job and don't deal with discrimination. I deal with a lot as a black man, but if I say, well, let me change my gender. I want to be a woman. And I want to still work at the same place. I would get fired. Because the patients will not understand that. They don't even understand a black CNA. So just imagine a black transgender CNA trying to take care of me. You was a man last night, and now you a woman today? Oh, no. I would have a lot of problems. And so you don't know what you would be doing if you were in the shoes of these trans women out here. You don't know. You speaking good now as a man. I feel like men should not be telling women to stop doing what they're doing until you walk a mile in their shoes. You switch life. You become a transgender woman, and then you come back with no funding, with no opportunity, with nobody understanding, and then you try to go back to your same job that you so-called like and see how those loving people going to change towards you. It's hard out here for black people. It's definitely hard out here for transgender women. I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe transgender men get a pass, are more passable than transgender women. I believe that the gay community, us as gay men, we hold transgender men to a higher pedestal and to a better light than transgender women of color.
And that's where it goes back to that whole notion of men having privilege.
Male privilege. It is real. I experience it every day. And it's my job as a male privilege, the same way I want people with white privilege to open that door and say, listen, it's wrong. Let me use my privilege to get my sisters out of bondage. And that's what white people need to do as well. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. But I'm speaking as a sense of as a man, I need to speak up for transgender women because they need my voice. It needs to be more gay men coming together with transgender women. It don't need to be no segregated thing. It's too segregated. We need to tear that wall down, tear that bridge down, and we need to communicate with each other and help our sisters. Help our sisters find employment. And if they're not treating our sisters right, we need to boycott those businesses. Because I feel like this, if she's a good worker, she's a good worker. I don't give a fuck what is between her legs or not between her legs or something. If you're a good worker, you want to pay your taxes, you want to work for this company, you should be able to work for this country in America. That's our problem. We are so quick to judge people, and we call ourselves so-called Christians. Okay, if you can't be no Christian, you talk bad about transgender women. You're not no Christian, you're a hypocrite, and you're the devil. Okay? I just want to say that. You go to church every Sunday, and as soon as you see somebody gay, you sissy, you faggot, and you got God in your life, you represent Christ. Come on, somebody, you a devil. You sound like the devil. You don't sound like Christ. If you calling somebody a faggot, a sissy, a queer, get out of my house. And, you know, transgender women get it a lot. A lot of them get kicked out. You got a lot of teens that's transgender that commit suicide because they have nowhere to go. Their family don't accept them. And a lot of you families, a lot of you mothers and fathers, y'all need to get an education on or be educated on transgender issues and on transgender because this is the new thing. It has always been here. It's not new. It's just more open and people are more honest and they're out. And society is talking about it more. Shout out to Lee Daniels. Shout out to Star. They got they here for a second season. Shout out to Amaya. So it's good. Transgender women of color, our sisters, is here to stay. They're not going anywhere. Been here. So we need to show them, hold them up with the utmost respect because it's not easy to take on that. It's not easy. And I'm praying for everybody out there. From the sound of my voice, I speak blessings over your life. And for those that, for the guy that killed Tierra, I wish you need to go. You need to ride in hell. He needs to be found. He needs to be charged. He needs to get death penalty. Death penalty. Death penalty. You want to shoot and kill somebody, then you need to get killed. Point blank. You can't be going out here shooting and killing people without no consequences. And the police, y'all need to do your job. In the community, you need to do your job. If you was out that day and you saw what happened, you need to report it to the police because it's going to come to your door because you reap what you sow. It's going to come. I believe in that. What is that? Karma is a bitch. Karma going to whip back to your front door and you can get slaughtered or your sister can get slaughtered or your grandmother can get slaughtered. So if you see or if you have any information that can help the police, you need to call. Pick up that phone now and report it. Because a lot of times people be knowing what's going on. They just don't want to say something. They got this stupid thing, no snitching, silent code. That's so dumb. That is so stupid. Silent. Don't snitch. No, you better snitch because them bullets gonna come to your door. And it's coming. If you have witnessed anything, call the police and let them know and help them so it could be not another cold case because the police are not jumping in hurdles and hoops to find these killers. They figure like if the community don't give a damn, we don't give a damn. But okay. Big Ash, what's your closing remarks? God bless you all that is listening in. We are talking about the young lady, Tierra, 24 years old, was shot and killed in Inglewood. Was shot and killed. And we're talking about this and bringing awareness on this show. And most definitely, we will. I reached out to the Windy City Sun. Thank you so much. Shout out to Weave. Most definitely will keep you updated on this story on later this week. As I get more information, I will bring it to you guys. Big Ange, what's your close remarks?
So I'm going to close out by saying that we all should take good care of ourselves and we should take care of each other. And one of the ways of doing so is by protecting yourselves. If you can, get your documents changed over. If you cannot get your documents changed over, please get a will. Please have a living or death will arranged. Because if something like this were to happen to you, you definitely want to protect yourself and your memory as far as how you want to be remembered and who you want to be remembered as. The last thing you will want is for you to pass away, and I'll say pass away because getting killed would be even more tragic, but passing away and for either relatives or whoever is dealing with your estate to disregard your identity by addressing you as your dead name or addressing you as the wrong gender. So please get a will.
That's true, and that's very important. Again, if you know anybody in the community, be a help. What's the solution? I try my best to help anybody if they need jobs, any situation, any resources. I'm going to make sure that I get an attorney or somebody that's equipped in an area of how can a transgender woman change and all of that, change their name legally, what the process is going to go through. We're going to make sure I get a panel on this show regarding those issues. like I said, taking the Wiley Show in a whole nother direction. When we talk about political stuff, we're going to talk about entertainment, and we're going to be talking about stories in the media. When the media gets it wrong, I want to make sure we get the black perspective, because I feel like if I didn't have this show, nobody really will, you know, you just don't know. Nobody would really know, because if I just looked at ABC News, I would have just knew there was a man, a regular, just a young man that got killed. So I'm just so glad that I have warriors and brothers and sisters that I follow on social media and that is known in the community and that do post things when things are going wrong, when it's tragic things, and things when it's some successful things going on. So shout out to that again. If you want to go to the visual, it is tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. on 73rd of May. So 73rd of May, that's in Inglewood. And pray for the residents of Inglewood. Pray for me as I go to work, that safety, that none, no harm or danger come upon me. And thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Big Ange, for calling in. And thank you, Shasha, for calling
You're
in.
Welcome.
And thank you again for Windy City Times. This show will be available on iTunes. So if you got the podcast app, just put, you know, click subscribe to the show. The show is available on there to listen. It's entirety, and all of the shows are available on the podcast. You just type in The Wiley Show and I come right up. Again, The Wiley Show is available on iTunes. Thank you. We will be back on next week. 516-387-1815. Always the call-in number. Make sure you save it. And we'll be back on next week. God bless you all. Who can I close out with today? I'm going to actually close out with my girl, Brandy Freedom, because a lot of us need to be free. We need freedom. You know, freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom. My sisters need freedom out here. So let me close out with Brandy. I will see y'all next week. All right, peace. That was, come on, Brandy. Close us out.
I saw the train coming for me with the force of a million marching. The shouts of my belief in love. I believe in love. I see the quotes on the judges, flaws in the judgment, beast in the dungeon. But don't scare me. And I'll say it on a mountain, say it out in public, hold a press conference to speak about my freedom. I'm not afraid to
While sitting there autographing books, a demented black woman came up. The only question I heard from her was, "Are you Martin Luther King?" And I was looking down writing and I said, "Yes." The next minute I felt something beating on my chest. Before I knew it, I had been stabbed by this demented woman. I was rushed to Harlem Hospital. It was a dark Saturday afternoon. That blade had gone through, and the x-rays revealed that the tip of the blade was on the edge of my aorta, the main artery. And once that's punctured, you're drowned in your own blood. That's the end of you. It came out in the New York Times the next morning that if I had merely sneezed, I would have died. Well, about 4 days later, they allowed me, after the operation, after my chest had been opened and the blade had been taken out, to move around in the wheelchair in the hospital. They allowed me to read some of the mail that came in, and from all over the states and the world, kind letters came in. I read a few, but one of them I will never forget. I had received one from the president and the vice president. I've forgotten what those telegrams said. I'd received a visit and a letter from the governor of New York, but I've forgotten what that letter said. But there was another letter that came from a little girl, a young girl, who was a student at the White Plains High School. And I looked at that letter, and I'll never forget it. Said simply, "Dear Dr. King, I am a ninth grade student at the White Plains High School." She said, "While it should not matter, I would like to mention that I'm a white girl. I read in the paper of your misfortune and of your suffering. And I read that if you had sneezed, you would have died. I'm simply writing you to say that I'm so happy that you didn't sneeze. And I want to say tonight, that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960 when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1961 when we decided to take a ride for freedom and ended segregation in interstate travel. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1962 when Negroes in all Bennett, Georgia decided to straighten their backs up. And whenever men and women straighten their backs up, they are going somewhere, because a man can't ride your back unless it is bent. If I had sneezed, if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been here in 1963. The black people of Birmingham, Alabama, aroused the conscience of this nation and brought into being the Civil Rights Bill. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama, to see the great movement there. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me, We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearful.